Yo, let's talk about recognition and respect while I feast. The label's picking up the check, then I leave to.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Recognition and Respect. I'm here with my homegirl Angie. Say what's up, Angie.
Hi, guys. I'm Angie.
So I'm going to start this off the way I start all my episodes. Just tell the people who you are and what you do, and you could be as literal or as metaphorical as you want.
Cool. So I am a bar owner in Huntington Park, and the name of my bar is Novocaine Bar.
Woo-hoo.
And it's a great staple in the community from what I've been told. And I miss it a lot right now, going through a lot of withdrawals, but I can't wait to be open, and I know it's going to be a good thing. So I'm just waiting for that day to come.
But, yeah, me too. So for people who follow Sneaky, I DJ there on Tuesdays usually, and we'll start again hopefully when this is all done. I didn't realize how much I ate at your place. Like, I'm like, I'm going hungry now because you're not feeding me once a week, you know?
You come 1 hour early before your DJ set so you can eat.
Seriously. And then I try to order something before I bounce for like the hangover breakfast the next day.
So, exactly.
One of the things that always comes up when people find out that you're the owner of the bar is like, oh my gosh, she's so young, this and that, like strong woman, this and that. So I'm curious, like, what's the story behind that, if you don't mind sharing? And like, how does someone, you know, your age end up owning a bar at, you know, at this time in a dope spot, in a dope bar? And like, how did that happen, you know?
So I can't take all the credit. Definitely my parents have helped me a lot with Novocaine. I grew up in, you know, the whole bar scene, my dad owning multiple bars. At a very young age, I remember being in the office and just there because we wouldn't have babysitters all the time. So I just remember always being in that like lifestyle and seeing my parents just like, especially my dad, like, you know, when my brother and I were, old enough to like start working, like, you know, well, technically working in the Hispanic world is like 10 years old.
Child labor.
You know? Yeah, like child labor. So like my dad would be like, levántate, ahora vamos a mandado. And I'm just like, fuck. Like, it's like 8 a.m. and like he has to go, like at that time, my parents didn't have like janitors or people to clean the bars. So my dad would like be working all night, and then the next morning he will go and clean the fucking bars and like sweep up and like stock up and like do everything. I just remember my brother and I would have to go all the time and like help him and like load up, you know, go to all the, like the wholesale beer places like in downtown LA and I forgot the other place. I saw Garvey's wholesale, like Kathy Montebello. But yeah, like going to those two main places all the time as a kid, and like even like the workers like knew who I was, and like I felt all cool, my dad like all like respected, all cool. So yeah, my brother and I would like do that at a young age, and like I always knew I wanted to open a bar like based on that, because seeing like my dad and my mom like you know, come from nothing and just be like your own bosses, and my mom too, like coming her background, like working in downtown LA and working she's working as a building manager. So she's been doing that for like 20 plus years, and my mom's her own boss. Obviously them as a team, they just like grew and like expanded their kingdom, I want to say, and show my siblings and I what it is to like work their asses off and like, you know, work to have what they have today. So they're definitely my professors and like what I do today, and I'm still learning from them. So
you can legit, you know, say it's like a family business, and you like straight up grew up in this lifestyle, and this was kind of like your destiny almost.
Yeah, for sure. Like I always knew I wanted that. And then, so obviously my parents helped me along in the way with like getting my liquor license. Like, you know, I didn't know where to start with that. And I, you know, just like learning how to bartend and learning like things that I never thought like I'd be good at or like have a passion for. Like it just all came to me like all at once. Like it's like I totally did not expect it to like for me to like blossom the way I did. And like I was like really hard on myself in the beginning, and I didn't think I could do it. And you know, I was getting criticized because I was young, and like, it did look like, oh, they just give her a bar and like, she's just running it. Like, I didn't want to come off like as this like spoiled like person. So I worked my ass off to show that like, no, like I just wasn't handed a bar to me. Like, it's just like, I worked my ass off to be where I am today. And like, I love to show my face there, and I love to be behind the bar, and I love to be doing everything. And if I'm not doing anything, like, you know, I feel like that about it. So definitely, I just, you know, thank my parents a lot along the way. And my next goal is to have Novocaine as a landmark in Huntington Park, because I just feel like the community love it so much and are so happy that there's something like that in their neighborhood where they're proud to go to and feel safe at, and just like be like proud to have it. Like, as you know, people tell me like, do I walk here and I walk back home like all drunk. And like, you know, it's like, it's like cool. Like, so many customers tell me that I'm like, dude, you live that close? And they're like, you have no idea, like so and so right here. And I'm just like, oh crap, that's cool. Like, it's definitely like a lot of it's definitely a neighborhood bar for a lot of people, and that makes me extremely happy. Like, the things like the feedback I get back from the community. And honestly, I wouldn't flourish the way I am today if it wasn't for the customers I have today, and like my regulars, and just like all the people who love Novocaine and what it stands for. So I'm super lucky and like blessed to have the customers I have today, and like how much they love my bar. And like, that's what keeps me going. Like, when I hear little comments, or like when I'm walking by and I hear things, or like people think I'm not listening to what they're saying, like, you know, it's just like, I'm just like going to the office and crying real quick, like, ah, that's so beautiful, thank you. Like, you know, like, yeah, I hear people say, like, oh, this is just a small error, like, or like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, it just keeps me going. So,
you said bartending. Like, did you not bartend in the other establishments that your parents owned before Novocaine? Were you not like a bartender and in the bar and behind the bar? That was something you picked up later, or was that something you did before you had your own bar?
Yeah, I helped out my dad's bar a lot with bartending, but it wasn't like what I'm doing today, because in my dad's bar was like very Mexican dive bar, so the craziest shit people would ask for would be tequila sunrise.
And I'm Which is not crazy at all. Like, you're like, I got this.
It's not crazy. It's just four things, but like, you don't even shake it. It's just like you build it up. So that was the craziest thing ever. And then everything else would just be like two ingredient cocktails, like Grey Goose and cranberry juice.
Right. All the staples.
All the OG kind of like spirits that people are into, and that kind of like atmosphere. So, and then also buckets, just like buckets of beers and like, or but like, so it was never like craft and like mixology kind of like vibe. So definitely I had to like learn how to do that. And I would just like go to all the bars I was influenced by and like watch them work and just be inspired by them and be like, oh my God, I want to be like that.
Where did the concept come from? Cause like Novocaine definitely has like its own feel, and obviously like, it's not just the craft drinks, you're also doing like bomb food, and you have like the plant-based options. It's very like, I want to say hipster, but now I feel like hipster is the wrong word. Like, hipster is kind of like a negative thing now, but I feel like it was like, it has like that very new age, like very hip kind of bar. And like, obviously that comes from your influence, but was that an idea that you kind of like hashed out over time, or was that something, like, I'm just curious about like where that came from, and like, you know, what was the like birth of the Novocaine idea, you know?
Well, we are in Santa Fe and Slauson, so just the fact that Slauson, the name of it alone, like what it stands for, I like obviously didn't want to like gentrify or anything. I wanted to keep it to the roots and like people feel like at home, and like, you know, it's a very, very like Latin vibes, and I wanted to keep it just like, oh yeah, one of the things is because Novocaine was two different kind of bars prior to that, and there were like Mexican dive bars, like the kitty cat bar style, like the bar next door,
like the exact so same, like, they were like literally, yeah, like that,
yeah, like it was like that, like two different types of the bar. So I just wanted to keep it like, I wanted to keep it where it's very, people could relate to it and be excited about it. And there's something for everybody, because when I was hardcore vegan for those 4 years, that's when I had to open Novocaine. And like, it was so important for me to incorporate those kind of dishes and like appetizers for people, because I knew how hard it was at that time, because at that time there wasn't bars and like restaurants weren't doing tons of vegan stuff at, you know, at that point. So I needed to like incorporate that because, you know, it was very important. And then I also stabbed something for the meat eaters that like I knew people would love. And that's where like I would honestly like help have my mom and my brothers help me on that part, because I like couldn't try anything because I was vegan. But other than that, like, yeah, like I have like the fried potato taquitos, which is my grandma's recipe. So like I wanted to put like, you know, things that people had at home, like the Mexican taquitos, like, you know, we make our fresh guacamole, so it's like at home. And like the tacos, the salsas, like everything is just like made with love. And I mean, you've tried it. So I mean, everything made fresh, and we just, it was so important to me, because I want people to walk out and be like, oh my God, dude, it was so bomb. It was so fresh. You could tell like it was just made today. No, it was super important to me. I just didn't want to just have normal bar food. And as far as like keeping just like the culture alive right there.
And, yeah, like the look and the art, yeah. And like, you know, the employees and like the rapport, yeah. And all that, you know, it's like, it's a vibe. It's definitely like a vibe, you know, that's.
Definitely. I want all the artists I had at Novocaine are all all local from LA. And that was like super important to me to like incorporate that. And also just the cocktails, like, you know, they're all song names that like I was influenced by, you know, a lot of Frank Ocean stuff. And like, you know, some people don't know some of the cocktails are song names, but yeah, they are.
I actually didn't know that until right now.
Oh, there you go. Like, for instance, like this really popular cocktail people order is called Breaking the Habit, this Linkin Park song.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that came from that. Yeah, wow. I see. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, another popular cocktail is Love Fool, and that's the cardigan. So, yeah.
Okay, wow. Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I knew the drinks, and I guess I knew that they were song titles, but, like, I did not put the two together.
Yeah, like Rich Kids, fucking Fuck Me Pump. Winehouse. Anyways, that's besides the point. But I just wanted to like have like also kind of like influence. How should I put this? Like, for instance, like the Love Pool, like the fresh mango puree, the tequila, the fajin on the rim, the agave and lime juice, like, and the mango chili. Like, boom, that's such a like Latina girl drink right there. Bam.
Yeah, it has all the
and
elements.
That's honestly like one of my. It had all the elements, and like I just wanted to, like, you know, do like great ass palomas and micheladas where people could have that, and it's just like not, it's like it's just great quality. You're not gonna pay double for it for that quality. Like, you're paying for the quality, yes, but you're not gonna be paying for like the gentrified price for it either, because no matter what, like, we are in the hood, and I'm gonna respect that too, because like yeah, I'm from Downey, and but at the end of it, like, I'm in Huntington Park, and I have to respect the hood too. So that's another thing, you know, that's really important to me. And also my dad's bar, like, he had the longest, which was El Vaquero on Gage and Holmes, which is 5 minutes away from Novocaine. Like, that was in Huntington Park. So that's the bar I was always at, like, super young. So I always felt like it was right to have Huntington Park, like, my bar. So yeah, what are the odds of that?
So you mentioned you're from Downey, like born and raised on the playground is where you spent most of your days, or what?
Yes, I'm born and raised in Downey, D-Town, where the girls get down. I mean, highly represent 562.
But I, you're dumb. But I mean that, like, also, like, lately there has been like this growing, like, Southeast LA. I don't know, sometimes Downey's included in that, sometimes Downey's not, depending on who you're talking to. But I don't know, you're still from the hood. People from Downey think they're better than us, but they're not, you know, they just think they are, you know. It's like, it's like the ghetto.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna exclude myself from that. I'm not part of that percentage, so I'm here, you know, so rocking my roots and still representing.
I've heard people call it the ghetto Beverly Hills, you know, that's all.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, it is. It is. I'm going to agree with you on that part. But yeah, no, cheers, bro. Fuck you.
Cheers. I'm not talking shit. I mean, we are talking shit, but it's because we're friends, you know?
I know. No, totally, dude. Like,
I miss you, and I haven't done this.
I miss you too.
It's been so long, you know?
No, for sure. But yeah, I mean, like I said, my dad has owned the Vaquero 20 years, and like is in Huntington Park, and I just always in that area, like since I was super young.
Yeah, I guess like, we adopted you. It's cool, I guess, you know. HP will adopt you.
I feel adopted.
You
know?
Yeah, we'll take you.
I feel adopted. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, yeah, like you. Well, like, yeah, when I first, like, yeah, I'm really happy that, like, you and I have this close relationship and bond, because I know how much you do for, like, the city, and how involved you are just, like, with activities and, like, just, like, dude, fundraisers. Like, you're just, like, so involved in so much things, and, like, you're so vocal, and, like, you're you know, you're just super woke, and you know, the way you speak, and, like, you know, when you perform at the bar, and, like, you know, like, just, like, so the show, the first show I had bar, and, like, you know, shit was so sick, dude. Like, you're dope as fuck. But, I'm really happy to be really cool with you, because I feel like you're a really big staple in the city of Huntington Park, and, what is it? I want to say Maywood and Southgate. Yeah. So, yeah, dude, like, you do a lot for the city, and you're great.
Thank you.
Because, like, we're the same age, and, like, you know, you're fucking dope.
I appreciate that. And I always tell you, like, you know, it's every musician, artist, promoter's dream to have, like, a venue in their hood, you know, that, like, supports them. And
yeah, for sure.
Where that actually people like to go to. And especially with HP, like, going back on that same point of, like, the bars that used to be in that space, like, it's always been so hard as someone who I feel has, like, always been alternative to the culture here. That's, like, mostly, like, paisa, like, Mexican chunti culture, you know? It's like a lot of the venues right here would not give us a chance to throw shows or DJ parties just because it was like, oh, yeah, that's not the music we're trying to do here. That's not the sound or the people or whatever.
Well,
so.
See, that's where I come in, and, like, that's why I get shitted on both ends of the stick, because, like, I want the reason, like, why I feel like my purpose of Novocaine is to, like, obviously, like, support artists like you, and, like, have a space like that to express yourself, and vice versa, other people in the community. And, like, you know, that's why, like, people give me so much, like, for instance, like, the rule of me not having banda corridos at the bar.
People, like, don't actually believe me when, like, I tell them that you have a sign. They're like, no way, she doesn't have a sign. I'm like, she has a sign, go read it, that's what it says, look. They're like, no way.
I know. People are, like, don't really see it, but I'm just like, it's there, just look up. So anyways, yeah, like, I have people tell me, like, why don't you let anyone play banda corridos in here? And I'm just like, look, dude, like, there's so many bars. You could go in HP, Southgate, Maywood, like, downtown, or, like, go more deep in the hood, like, go next to Cat Bar, for instance. Like, there's so much place you go to, and honestly, the people who come here don't want to listen to that, because they're trying to escape from that, because there's all there is in the area. Not as a bad thing, but it's just, like, they're trying to escape from that, dude. And I'm trying to, like, I have a higher percentage of clientele, people that don't want to listen to that, and I'm gonna pay attention to that higher percentage, because that's where business comes. Like, I don't want to play that, and, like, I think it's, like, I have every right to say that, because my background, where I come from, I listen to corridos, banda, 24/7, like, on my dad's bar. I like that shit. I love it. Especially when you're drinking, I like it. I understand. That's why I play it at the end, and then at, like, 1:30 a.m. I play, like, Chavino Sanchez, La Puerta Negra. Like, okay, cool, you know, there you go.
Or I've seen you let it slide a couple times someone puts it on. You're like, all right, that's that time of the night. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, that's why, like, you go anywhere, and, like, if people come here because, like, they just want to listen to, like, you know, Bad Bunny, like, whatever, get thrown, like hip-hop, and, like, you know, it's just, like, a different vibe in there, and people get upset with me, and I'm just like, you know, some people get it, and some people don't, and that's fine. Like, you don't have to come back again if you don't like it, because now you know. But, you know, people who, like, literally get super upset with me, like, so offended, like, literally, and I'm just like, I'm so sorry. Like, literally, people look at me when, like, a song comes on, they're looking at me, like, waiting for me to change it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ah! And I'm just like, And usually I give people their money back, but yeah, I have to kind of get my ass chewed out. So I'm just like, whatever, dude.
Well, it was like the same thing when we were trying to do that emo night, rock night, you know? It's like some people would walk in and they're just not trying to hear that. And we would see them leave and it would always break my heart because I'm emo, you know? So I'm like, oh, they don't like my music. But, you know, like you got to adapt. You got to play with the people want, you know? And it's like, and I think lately you've been doing a good job, like, you know, the karaoke cracks and, you know, Tuesdays every once in a while, that shit will be crazy, and then Fridays and your UFC, all that stuff is like, you know, I think you do a good job of providing that space that people don't usually get in like close proximity to their house. Thank you know you. And they fucking love it, so
thank you.
So let's switch gears a little bit. How are you right now, pandemic stuff? Like, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy? Are you, obviously you're not working, like what's been occupying your days these days, and what have you been doing to pass the time?
Well, the first couple of weeks I didn't do absolutely anything, and then after that I went to the bar, and then, you know, I had like a little moment where I felt really sad, and, you know, I was just like a deep sigh. So honestly, I just been like home, self-reflecting, like making plans, like what I want to do once we're open, and like basically just trying to work on a new menu like as much as I can. I honestly just been here like home, and the few times I do go to the bar, it just like makes me sad. And I know I have to start working on it, and I just want to come back super strong. So I've just been drinking a lot of wine and enjoying my house, because I know once this is over, like, I'm not going to be home again because I barely got my place not that long ago, and this is the most I've ever been home. Right. So it's kind of like bittersweet, because like I just like finally was able to like unwind down and kind of just like pick myself up again, because I was pretty burnt out. And like
you think it's like, you know, a low-key blessing in disguise a little bit, because someone told me they're like, yo, you never stop moving, so the fact that you get to just do nothing must, you know, like your body probably needed that. So and I feel like you're the same way, right? You take like one or two days off a week, if that, you know, so like, I'm sure you needed it.
Yeah, and I felt really bad, and I feel like shit, like, not doing anything for the bar and, like, not really working on it. But then I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I've been working my fucking ass off for the last 4 years, and, like, I need to, like, be, like, more easier on myself and not think that way, and just, like, yeah, kind of see it as a blessing in disguise in a fucked up way. So, yeah, I was able to unwind. Like, I was able to organize my closet and, like put things away and look at things that I need to put away, and just, like, you know, the whole house thing. And so, yeah, it's just, like, I've just been chilling and preparing myself for, like, what's to come, because I know once it's just lifted up, people are going to be going crazy to go in bars. So I'm just, like, getting ready for that, 'cause it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I
can't wait.
I had the same kind of like trajectory. I was like super depressed and had no idea what the fuck I was doing with my life. And if, you know, I was like, damn, does any of this even matter anymore? If I can't do what the fuck I want to do, like the shit that I do every day, I'm not allowed to do it. So what the fuck does my day matter, you know? And then I went down some crazy like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN, DC. Like I was watching all kinds of shit. And then, and then you know, I kind of like just got my head back on straight. Dude, and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna try to take advantage and like try to pump out as much of these as possible, because I didn't have time to do these, right? Because I was so busy. So taking advantage, set up the shit in the crib, trying to make it happen, trying to hang out with my friends who I don't get to see anymore. Like, I used to see you every week, if not more, because sometimes I would just go to the bar to like, you know, have a beer or have some wings. Hey, man. Hey, yeah. So I was there like 75% of my time. You know, it's a nice place to be. You know, it's a nice place to be. I always say it's like that place is like Cheers, you know? It's like I always walk in there and I see someone I know. It's like where everybody knows your name, you know?
Always, Stinky. Yeah. Always. So. I do believe you when you say that because, yeah, you're a Gemini, so you're crazy, dude. You're always on the go. You're like a little tornado. You don't stop. So I know it's a big deal for you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's been wild. And then I'm not seeing anybody. Cool, so I like, you know, I love people. I know. And there's no people. So
I know, but it's good because like I said, it's just gonna be crazy after this. And everyone just used the restart button because it was just really crazy.
It's true.
But I mean, in a good way. I'm not complaining about it. Whatever. I'm just like taking it this what it is and just waiting for it to be over. But in the meantime, I'm just gonna like
drink wine and fucking watch Netflix.
Yeah, but honestly, like more than likely, probably next week or in the next 2 weeks, I'm probably gonna start doing to-go stuff.
Trying to do what?
To-go.
Oh, to-go? Like curbside pickup and stuff and drinks?
Yeah.
Drinks on the go?
Yeah. In 2 weeks.
Oh, so, that sounds tight. Well, let me know. I'll help you promote. You also have merch, right? We'll keep selling merch. You know, you can mail that shit out. That's something we could do online, you know, to get the...
For sure.
And then we could do some live streams. Like, you know, I could take over your IG Live or something. You know, we could do some DJ stuff, you know. I'm sure Bella's down. So.
I'm super down. Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're going to figure it out. It's going to be cool. Have you been doing anything else cool? Has there been anything like that, like, you know, people have been busting out with the live concerts and people are doing, like, you know, all kinds of interactive stuff. Has there been anything that you've seen that's dope that, like, you were like, oh, shit, this would have never happened if it wasn't for fucking the corona shit?
No, because I haven't made this shit happen. honestly, it's been, like, the opposite way. Drop mic. Goodbye.
All right. I guess. Okay. So that was our interview. Thank you, everybody.
No, but really, there honestly, like, can't really think of anything. Like, no, I just been like having a good time with my roommate, who's my best friend, and like just. Yeah, dude. It's like
enjoying
quarantine life.
For all the people that might have been worried, Novocaine's not going to go away, right? Y'all are going to be able to weather this storm. It's not like because some businesses are like bankruptcy or like, you know, they can't do it. So I'm just, you know, we can give all the people over here in the hood some good news. Novocaine will be here when it's all over.
It's going to be there. We check up on it. He's still there.
Every time I pass by, I'm like, I look at the bar. I know. I'm like driving by.
I know. So no, we're good. We're gonna be okay.
And your employees, have they been able to like? Are you still in touch with them? How were they able to like do unemployment or paycheck protection? I know your mom even hit me up and was like, hey, here's some links if you need to apply for money, like use the Novocaine, whatever, like, you know, try to get whatever you can. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's really cool that, you know, y'all are looking out for your people too, you know, it's not just talk, like y'all.
100%.
I'm not even like she said, I'm sorry, I can't put you like on my payroll and take care of you like I take everybody else, but like try to use these links. Yeah. So she didn't have to do that, you know, that's super tight. Like, so I'm pretty sure everybody's doing well. So that's cool.
Yeah. Well, the girls are super anxious and like ready to come back. So the fact that they're like all like waiting and like knowing the fact that we still have a job with like, and they still have their place there. Like it just makes you really happy that they're looking forward to it. They're just like, oh my God, I can't wait to go back to work. Can't wait, blah, blah, blah. So it's just like, yeah, like we're still a team and we're still, you know, we're there for each other. We text each other. We call each other. So we're just like always checking on them. And yeah, I mean, we're just like ready for all of us to get together when we can. But slowly we'll start like be able to be whole. But pretty sure in the beginning, like I won't be able to like schedule like all the girls like at once. So I don't know how it's going to be like, you know, I'm going to find out.
They're
like,
going to roll out. Yeah, they're going to roll weird. Out
like,
rules.
I don't know there's how it's going to be like. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to be like because like it's going to have my waitresses and have my bartenders and then like the security guards and like the cooks. So I wonder how it's going to be like as far as like the whole like, you know, keeping like social distancing. Like, I don't know how it's going to happen.
Well, I think what I heard was like they're going to say like half the tables. And then, like, everybody who's working, serving, is just going to have to be wearing, like, gloves and masks and stuff. So it's probably going to be, like,
that's
less
fucking crazy.
Less capacity, and then, like, everybody just has to be all gloved up. You probably want to get your security guard, like, one of those thermometers. So, when they, you know, and he's like, let me check your forehead. It's probably going
to be. I'm just, like, I'm just, like, tripping out, like, how it's going to, if it's going to be like that, like, exactly how you said, like, really. Like gloves, I mean, and masks for everyone. Like, oh my gosh.
And I think, like, here's kind of the crazy part is, like, no one knows if that actually helps or works, but I feel like people are going to be more comfortable, or, you know, like, they're going to be more willing to go to your place knowing you have these things in place, even if they don't work, right? It's just going to be, like, psychologically, like, oh yeah, let's go to Novocaine. Like, they test the thermometers, like, all the girls are wearing gloves, like, masks. It's like, it's cool, it's safe, you know? Like, oh my god. But yeah, I don't know, we'll see. And it's going
to
be in stages.
It's just so crazy to even do that, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, to check for that, it's just like, ah, it's just like, it's really,
yeah, because what happens if someone's hot and but they were already, like, hanging out where everybody was at, or it's like, okay, we're all fucked now, thanks, you know? I don't know. Definitely no more sessions with random people, like, you know, no more sharing drinks.
I know,
no more, like, oh yeah, taste this, here, taste this drink. They just
made
me, like,
no more, like, hey, let's go smoke a blunt or something. Like, we can't.
Or, like, you know, sometimes people will be like, oh, I'm leaving, here, you can finish my drinks. Like, nope, I'm down to, I'm sorry, I don't want your free cocktail right now.
Yeah, I'm good, I won't try it. No, 100%, dude. That's why I'm just expecting kind of the worst at this point, and seeing how it's going to be like when we open, and like if people are able to like fully start coming in and see like the kind of protocols we have to do, maybe start printing paper menus and throw them out each time a new person comes in or stuff like that, you know. And it's just like, I don't know, like, I don't know what's to come, so I'm just like gonna wait and find out.
Well, luckily, you know, you got a good head on your shoulders. And like you said, you know, early back in the day, your dad had a clean, you know, his own bar. But now y'all have people who do that. So, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to have to take their, they're probably gonna have to do a little bit more disinfecting. You're probably gonna have one of the girls is probably gonna have to do more, like, you know, bleach and wiping down stuff or alcohol, whatever, you know. But yeah, I mean, we're going to figure it out. I mean, we're all living in a new world. And I think that's what's been really helpful with, like, me just kind of getting back to it. It's just kind of accepting, like, yo, this is life now, you know? Like, the quicker you get used to it, the quicker you can, like, start being productive and doing shit.
Yeah. 100%. It's crazy, man. We're living in history.
We're in history. Yeah. I mean, like, people, like, we've seen all kinds of shit, right? Like, we thought, like, Y2K was going to fuck our shit up. And then, like, the 2008 financial, or, like, you know, 9/11, 2008 crash. What else? And then we thought fucking the Mayan calendar was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, it's like we just
I think I believe that one the most. For sure.
Like, the stars. It has to be true. It's in the stars.
Yeah, dude, because I'm fucking half Guatemalan, so I'm just like,
you're like, those are my people. Those are my people.
Yeah.
You're like, pass the ayahuasca. Nah, so, I mean, sorry. I'm just, you know, I'm more worried about people. Like we're good, you know, luckily, like I'm kind of this, I'm blessed in the same way. Like, I had a family who was
industrious. You know what I'm scared about?
What?
I'm scared about dealing with the customers, how fucked up they're going to get at the bars.
And then not being
I'm scared of.
Having to, like, touch people or get close to, or, like, try to, like,
can't, like, touch them.
You have to,
like,
pull out a stick. You're going to have a stick, a 6-foot-long pole that you're just like, hey, get out of here. Hey, and then, like, just poke them like a spear, like, hey. Maybe you can have, like,
maybe
you put a baseball glove on the end of it.
Think about it. How are my security guards going to kick someone out? They can't, like, really touch them.
All right, so I was watching this show called Legion, and, like, there was, like, this agent. They were going to, like, do a raid on this house, and they had a giant hook. And they, like, hooked the guy, you know, and they hooked him and pulled him out. Like, it was a big hook, you know? Because if you're drunk,
bro, that sounds like a lawsuit.
I don't know. Maybe you're just going to, like, the girls are just going to have to cut people off, you know, sooner. Like, you're not going to be able to get as wasted, I guess. I don't know. I feel like you're gonna have to like you know, you do craft cocktails and just make like invent shit. You should start inventing like immunity boosting drinks, you know, like here's your vitamin D, C, and zinc cocktail.
Yeah, no, I need you to take this ginger shot on the side before you take this shot. It's fresh with turmeric. There you go.
It's like, here's your chaser. Now, here's the chaser. Yeah, it's like this shot and the
now
chaser.
You can have this, now you can have this vodka water. Fucking people, dude.
Nah, I don't know.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Oh, Matt, I need another beer, actually. Hold on. Give me a second. Yeah. Talk to the people.
Whoa, do you guys look at this painting? Is that painting? That's really intense. Okay. Dude, what's up with your painting in the background? That's intense. Hey, your painting in the background is really intense.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's like blowing your brains out.
Is it a her? You don't even know.
it looks like a little boy, even worse.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny you mentioned the painting because ever since I've been doing these podcasts and like promoting them, putting them up more, people who know that artist are like, hey, is that so-and-so's painting? Like, you know him? And I was like, actually, I kind of won it. Like when I was a little kid, I have no idea. The artist, his name's Adrian. So, like, he's from Southgate, or I won this at a cafe in Southgate, Cafe Cashmere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Do you remember Cafe Cashmere?
Nice.
Next to the Allen Theater? Remember it had all the trippy art, like the dude ripping his thing open, and, like, the eyes. Like, that's this artist. So, they raffled off. They raffled it off there, and I won it because I bought, like, five tickets. And so... it comes up, people are like, oh, like that's from that cafe, and it's like, it's this funny
that's
slam.
Dope.
Yeah, it is pretty intense.
That's cool that people are able to recognize it.
Yeah, I guess like Adrian? Yeah, his name's Adrian.
Shout out Adrian.
Adrian, I wish I knew his last name, and I think he's on Instagram, but every once in a while I put a picture up with it and people tag him, and like we haven't actually like connected, you know, but he said thank you once. Like, I'm glad he's still around, you know.
Nice.
All right, cheers. I got a beer.
Cheers.
So.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, this is crazy.
I know.
We're living in, like, a wild time. You know what, though? I've been having a lot of conversations with folks, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of positive shit coming out of here.
I hope so.
Like, as an optimist, I feel like this is, like, there's an awakening happening.
Mm-hmm.
And not even like in some spiritual way, even like just people are realizing how much time they don't spend with their families, and like how important education and teachers are, you know, there's just like, or like jobs are realized. People are realizing how, like, what's essential and like what's the value of people and work, and people are starting to ask questions like, why do we get paid shit, but when everything falls apart, like, we're the ones that have to keep working, you know? So I just feel like there's, like, a lot of...
100%.
Questions are being unearthed right now, and I think, you know, we have an opportunity to, like, go into a positive future if we, you know, if we just keep remembering this moment. Because I feel like people feel connected right now. Like, you hear about people getting sick and dying, or, like, you see people in masks, or you see little kids who can't, you know, hug their relatives and stuff, like my nieces and nephews, like my mom, like, you know, no one's like hugging and touch. It's like, it's like, it's kind of traumatic, you know? And so I think if we remember how, when all this opens up and people can be together, and like if we remember and like try to appreciate each other more and just like really take advantage of like going places and being with people, and like, I don't know, I think there's like a potential for a positive future, you know. But it's up
yeah,
to us.
Yeah, honestly,
Angela,
couldn't have said it better. Yeah, you said it at some point. I 100% think that, and I hope people don't take things for granted again, like just hopping in your car and just grabbing like a coffee real quick or something. Like, just the little things that like we take for granted every day that we don't really like think about. So this is nothing to me. Like, I feel like I was actually just telling one of my good friends, like, I'm like, how long were we in quarantine? Like, 2 months? Like, dude, come on. Like, this is like a little mini vacation, honestly. So, I mean, we should take it for what it is and be happy. Honestly, personally, to me, I don't feel like we're ready to open up or anything right now. I think it's way too soon. You know, that's what I'm kind of scared about, because I personally know a couple people who have what was infected with the virus. So they're negative now. But I mean, just the fact that, like, I know people, and that's how, you know, it's real. So I just really hope that people, like, realize that, like, our planet really needs to, like, be taken care of, because obviously since we had a pause in the world, a lot of animals started going to natural habitats, and, like, the pollution, there's less pollution in the air, and, like, just, like, a bunch of other things that have happened. I kind of, like, I don't want to, like, throw facts out there, but, like, you know, just it, honestly, it helped a lot. So I just, like, hope, you know, bigger people above us realize that and, like, you know, take action, because we fucking need it. Because if this is a little baby, little minor, little wake-up call, like, imagine what's to come in the future.
Yeah.
So that's more scary. And, like, I'm trying to fucking have, like, a future as far as, like, having kids. And, like, obviously, like, they're going to be the ones fucked if we don't fix everything right now. So what's the point of, like, even, like, trying to produce if, like, there's, like, nothing to have in the future, because we're fucking up every day.
Right.
And, yeah, so, like I said, I just hope people fucking wake up.
No, I mean, one of my SD homies... you know, he recently, like, you know, moved in with his, like, college sweetheart, and they had a kid, you know, like, and I got invited. It's funny, their baby shower was I got invited, but I couldn't go because I had a DJ, and it was literally the last gig I DJed because the lockdown happened that following Monday. And so, like, she literally had a kid in, like, the height of the pandemic, you know, and so, like, they're luckily both of them work in IT, so they get to work from home. And so, like, he's sending us pictures of, like, we're in a group chat, he's sending pictures of the baby, and they're hanging out, and it's, like, super cute. But I'm just like, fuck, like, yeah, this kid is, and, like, no knock on them, right, whatever, like, they want to have a family, like, that's everybody's right, you know, to be able to, like, reproduce and, you know, pursuit of happiness and all that. But it's just wild to think about the future that kid's gonna grow up in, and, like, you know, like, we, none of us might be able to hold that baby for a while, you know, like, let alone see it or be in the same room with it, but like, actually pick it up and hold it, and, like, yeah, it's just it's just crazy. It's
just be around family members, period.
Right. So, like, have you seen your mom or Jerry or anybody? Have you, or just been you and whoever's in your house? Or, like, what's your quarantine? You know, who are you kind of, like, locked down with?
In the beginning, it was just, like, my best friend and I. So, and her boyfriend. So, it was just us three quarantined for, like, honestly, like, the first month, like. And then I recently saw my parents and my brother. But, like, as soon as, like, I went to my mom's house, because, like, we just had to, like, we had to see each other, and, like, there was, like, important things to sign, and, you know, like,
it was inevitable. Yeah, it was essential business.
We had to. So, like, but when I got to her house, like, she's fucking having me take my shoes off. She's freaking doing a Lysol shower on me.
Literally
spraying me with fucking Lysol. And then, go wash your hands. Can't wash my hands. Here. And I'm like, oh, I have something like this. And I just, like, take off whatever I have on me.
Your mom knows what's up. I do the same shit. Yeah. That's what we do over here. Like, it's alcohol showers, go wash your hands.
But my mom has been delivering food to, like, all the elders. Like, she's been, like, teaming up with a lot of the Southgate councilmen people and, like, doing a lot of delivering to a lot of low-income families. So she's been on it. So, like, I've been, like, kind of worried about her. I know. I've been worried about her. I'm just like, hello. Like, are you being careful? Like, no. I'm, like, getting worried for her, but, like, you know, she's self-distancing, and, you know, she's smart. She knows what she's doing, so I'm just like, okay. But, so I recently saw my parents, and they're good. You know, everyone's just, like, home, self-quarantined. My brothers haven't gone anywhere. My parents haven't gone. My mom's the only one who's gone out. My dad has been home. everyone has been home. My little brother just like, yay, no school. And then,
so who's doing the homeschooling for your little brother, or is it all online?
Well, they're doing Zoom. They're doing Zoom stuff. Yeah, but you still like no school.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're like, you know, gaming and all that stuff. But yeah, like I recently saw them and it was cool, and I was just like, fuck, like I needed this. Cause I was like low-key going crazy. And at one point, I wasn't like even getting out of my room. I was like literally in my dungeon, like just going downstairs for food, like a little caveman. Like Postmates.
And then going back upstairs. And then you're like,
exactly. exactly. No, for sure. 100%. Yeah. So, I was like, oh shit, I need to get some like vitamin D outside, and like, I'm looking a little pale.
No, dude, so, and then, like, it's been getting hot recently, so it's, like, it's harder to want to stay inside because it's even, like, grosser, right? So, like, I live in an apartment, so, like, me and, like, my neighbor will both be outside, like, kind of away from each other drinking, like, hey, what's up, bro? Like, you know, like, it's the hotter it gets, I feel like it's going to be harder for people to, like, stay home and, like, because they don't have AC. Well, and, like, I know a lot of people who don't have AC and shit. Like, I don't have AC.
Yeah. It's like, one thing I will admit is, like, my his birthday was just on Wednesday, so I had people here, and it was the most I've had in a long time. So.
Dang, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, like my parents were here, I had a couple of friends.
Wait, so you had a party?
Yeah.
You had a party?
And I think it just froze.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Oh, you're back.
Okay.
Yeah. You froze, and I was still talking to you, so I was like, hopefully it comes back, and then it did. But
right, cool.
you had a party?
Not party per se.
You had a party, girl. You had a birthday party. You were like, okay, I've been social distancing. I had a party. Fuck.
It was 10 people. It was 10 people.
You're like, it was within the law, Sneaky.
It was 10 people.
Wow.
It was a social gathering, but like, yeah, I'll be real. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, I lost you again.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
My parents.
Yeah.
A few of my best friends that I've.
Okay.
New friends I haven't seen. And yeah.
Sorry, you were frozen again, but I heard you. So that's cool. All
right.
You had some people. You got to it's always nice to like have other people's energy, you know? Like that shit could change.
Well,
your whole thing.
We didn't know how to act. It was like like that's what I'm telling you. Like I'm scared how the bars are gonna be because like just that alone. Like everyone's already bouncing off of each other and just like being like interacting with people again and just like like laughing at different jokes that I don't know, like you're just around the same fucking people.
Yeah, so like pumping each other to drink, like, hey, we haven't seen each other forever, let's get fucked up.
It was crazy, dude. It was a lot of fun, got fucked up, and yeah, here we are.
Well, happy belated birthday. I think you froze again. So if you come back, Angie, come back. Hello. Damn it. All right, folks. This is the only downside of the Zoom calls. Are you back? Okay. So before I lose you again, and because, you know, we're about to hit our hour mark. It's been freaking awesome talking to you. So happy that you're doing well. And you're still looking cute. You're not like too hermit life over there. So, and I'm excited for the bar. I can't wait. You know, I got your back. We're gonna make that shit crack. And if there's any shout outs you want to give or anything you want people to social media or, you know, I don't know if you're still mailing out merch or whatever. Give you some seconds to like just, you know, do your final goodbyes and shit. It's been awesome though.
Okay, he's fucking freezing.
You're back. I hear you, but I don't see you. Give it a second. All right. You're back?
It keeps freezing. Yeah. There you go.
All right. So say your goodbyes.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for having me, Sneaky. It was fun talking to you. I honestly miss you a lot in our conversations. We've always had the bar. I really appreciate you and how much you care about the bar and like how much you promote it and just how much you like, you know, acknowledge it and like you recognize it and like you just like stand like for it. And I really appreciate you so much because like you are like low key like the voice of the people for the community. And like I'm just like really blessed to have your, you know, just like your whole vibe there and your energy. And thank you so much for everything you do. Aside from that, I just want to say a shout out to my No Looking Girls. Love you. Hang in there for me. You're almost through this. And to my customers, you guys, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And I appreciate you guys. And thank you so much for supporting me and my vision and like what I stand for. And I promise not to let anyone down as far as when it comes to like hospitality and, you know, just everything. Love you all. We're going to get through this. We're all going through it. Peace and love.
All right. You can follow Novocaine on Instagram at Novocaine Bar. And I'm on just search Sneaky wherever. And I'll be back. And thank you, Angie, for your time. And appreciate you and your space and everything you do for us here in the city of Huntington Park and beyond. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yo, let's talk about recognition and respect while I feast. The label's picking up the check. Then I leave to catch myself.